KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Doug Davis, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Brooklyn Nets owner Joe Tsai met with Kyrie Irving and his family yesterday, saying that they spent quality time to understand each other and stressed it's clear Kyrie doesn't have any beliefs of hate towards Jewish people or any other group. Irving was suspended for a minimum of 5 games by the Nets for what he posted. A new report from New Jersey State Comptroller is revealing disturbing allegations of racial profiling against state police. The report found that some staff members at the training academy skipped courses that were federally mandated after a racial profiling scandal. New Jersey State Police were placed under federal oversight from 1999 to 2009. On this day in history in 2009, Forbes magazine reported that Michael Jackson had earned about $72 million since his death in June. And that's the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Wendy's Biggie Bag is still just $5. Get a double stack junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy chicken BLT plus 4-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink. Grab your bag at Wendy's today. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken BLT with 4-piece nugs, small drink, and fries. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Follow the leader. KBLA Talk 1580. Follow the leader.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KBLA 1580.
Follow the leader.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
The station leading the way with exclusive interviews.
Follow the leader.
Stimulating conversation.
Leader.
Intellectual discourse that empowers, enlightens, and informs.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader at KBLA 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Keep following the leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith. Here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Hush not, child.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, and we are here to talk about those things that don't get talked about quite enough in urban households. Subjects like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on Saturday morning, you catch that worm. Wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. We always give you a little word from Sister Nawili to help you live that best life. And this morning she says, a smile can start a friendship. A word can end a fight. A look can save a relationship. And a person can change your life. So I want all of you to do something progressive this day, and I want you to tell a friend or family member to download that KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. And you can talk to us on Facebook and Instagram at Urban Family Focus, Twitter at Urban Fam Focus, or visit urbanfamilyfocus.com. Let us know if you like what we're talking about or some of the things you want us to talk about. We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580, and for the past 2 weeks, we've addressed topics centered around National Caregivers Month. We kicked off that discussion with Mary Nicholson of Healings in Motion and Nadine Roberts Cornish, CEO of the Caregivers Guardian, as they talked about caring for caregivers. Last week, Sister Axe, Sharon Malankan, and Jeannie Harris, co-founders of Axe, Actively Caring Through Sharing, which is a support group for men and women caregivers. And they were joined by Dr. Imnet Gamata, an expert clinical geriatric neuropsychologist, in a conversation about your care and their care. All these people are helping family members with loved ones with dementia and Alzheimer's and other brain injuries care for themselves and care for their loved one. This morning, we'll expound on that conversation with a topic of dementia care includes you. Our guest is gerontologist Petra Niles, Senior Manager of African-American Service, Education, and Dementia Care Networks at Alzheimer's Los Angeles. Petra seeks to increase awareness of Alzheimer's disease and improve service delivery. She also believes strongly in the importance of motivating young people to better understand and become active in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. Joining Petra is Brenda Anderson, MBA. Brenda is the former Senior Project Coordinator in the Economic and Workforce Development Department and also served as Assistant Chief of Grants Administrator for the City of Los Angeles. She is now one of the 56 million people nationally and 4.5 million in California. Yes, Brenda represents the one out of five adults serving as a caregiver. She's an active Alzheimer's and dementia advocate while caring for her 93-year-old mom. Brenda, Petra, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Brenda, we're gonna start with you since you're in the trenches right now taking care of mom. Tell our audience how you got involved and what motivated you to become the advocate that you are for caregivers and caregiving.
Thank you. Well, pretty much I got thrown into it. It wasn't something I saw and thought I wanted to champion the cause. But several years ago, my aunt was diagnosed with dementia. And as a result of that, I was trying to find resources to help my cousins deal with it. It was something new to the family. We didn't know what it was or what, you know, the impact. All we knew that we needed help and we didn't know where to go. And as a member of the National Council of Negro Women Incorporated, I was talking to our Southern California chairperson, Dr. Johnson, and she said, you know, we have a group called ACTS that meets here on a monthly basis, and they are a support group that help families that are dealing with loved ones with dementia. And so she put me in contact with them. I reached out to them, heard their story, which was of Sharon and Jean that you spoke to last week, and then put them in contact with my cousins and decided to attend. And while attending, I started listening to what are the signs to look for and what you need to do, and started noticing some of those characteristics and traits in my mom and her behavior. And as a result, I was able to get her to the doctor, have her diagnosed, evaluated, and then from there start figuring out what was the best course of action for her well-being. In addition to doing that, what I learned through that was that I needed to take care of myself, because if I didn't take care of myself, I wouldn't be able to take care of her. And so now here we are front and center where she's 93. She's in a more advanced stage of her dementia, but she's still in a good place. And it is becoming more of a challenge for me as well as her and having to deal with this and my family.
Well, you know, your story is unfortunately, there are a lot of people who have that story. Me being one of them, I took care of my mom who had Alzheimer's as well for over 12 years in my home, and was fortunate enough that my mom had the resources that allowed me to have 24-hour care for her. But in the beginning, it was a struggle, and I found myself feeling depressed and not knowing what to do. It put a big strain on my household because we couldn't go anywhere, we couldn't do anything but attend to mom. So getting in that position where we were able to have help and getting in that position where we were able to help ourselves and focus on our self-care became very important. So I applaud you for all that you're doing to inform people of what they should do and what they should look out for their loved ones and themselves when it comes to taking care of people with Alzheimer's and dementia. Petra, now you actually
Morning.
Are employed by the Alzheimer's of Los Foundation here in Los Angeles. But I want you to start by telling our audience what a gerontologist is, does, and where you see this fight against Alzheimer's going.
Thank you for inviting me to be a guest. As a gerontologist, I studied aging, and aging encompasses so many areas of life, the social part of life, the physiological changes that occur, and all that we are as younger people aging housing and what you should consider, safety in the home and so many aspects. And so I've gotten many opportunities to be able to advance my career, starting off with care management, older adult day programs, facilitating that, working in the area of elder abuse, and now specifically here at Alzheimer's Los Angeles, working with families and individuals with Alzheimer's or other dementias. And so there's a social aspect of gerontology and aging, again, that encompasses so much, and I'm excited that I've had these opportunities. Alzheimer's Los Angeles does offer free services, programs for family members who may be fully aware that there was a diagnosis, but also for those who are thinking something is going on and I don't know what. What are the signs? What are the symptoms that I should be aware of? And so they can call us simply for information, simply for whatever question they have regarding care support. So we do have a helpline number, 844-435-7259, and that includes care counseling and what all the educational classes that we have. There's a myriad of information, and we are happy to share this information with our local community.
Thank you for that, Petra. We're going to talk. You mentioned the stages and how do we know our loved one is being impacted. And we're going to get into some of those stages and recognition factors that we need to look for with our families when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy life, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
Roll out! The all-new Gardena Nissan is proud to be a partner of KVLA, and right now during their fall sales event, Zero Down delivers any new or pre-owned car at Gardena Nissan. They're located conveniently on Redondo Beach Boulevard at Western, and they specialize in helping folks out who have no credit, bad credit, bankruptcies, or repos. The folks at Gardena Nissan will take fantastic care of you and help you get into the car you need and deserve at a spectacular price. Visit them today or shop online at GardenaNissan.com. The all-new Gardena Nissan is proud to be a partner of KBLA, and right now, during their fall sales event, Zero Down delivers any new or pre-owned car at Gardena Nissan. For the best deals, log on to GardenaNissan.com. Zero Down on approved credit. GardenaNissan.com.
Roll out, out, out.
King C. Gillette is the modern man's answer to their facial hair. Complete your beard and grooming toolkit with a set of King C. Gillette personal care products perfect for your beard style. Their beard and face wash gently cleanses to leave your skin and hair feeling soft and smooth. It's also infused with coconut water, argan oil, and avocado oil, topped off with the King C. Gillette signature scent. Master your style with King C. Gillette.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that.
And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BA Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach. And this morning we're having a conversation with Petra Niles, gerontologist, and Brenda Anderson, who is an advocate for Alzheimer's and dementia and who's caring for her 93-year-old mom. Before we went forward, we were mentioning that, you know, it's different stages and different levels of development of this disease that we refer to as Alzheimer's. And that first stage is one that can take place without any recognition at all. People are living, doing their normal daily routines, but yet the disease has started to move forward. And then there becomes very mild changes in the second stage where you start to see a little symptoms of Alzheimer's, people forgetting a word or two. And I can remember when I was dealing with it with my mom, and one of the doctors told me, is that, you know, when you can't find your keys, you know, that's not Alzheimer's. But when you look at your keys and can't tell what they're for, then there's a problem. So these stages of Alzheimer's, Petra, can you comment a little bit on those seven stages of Alzheimer's, which are, you know, that where there's normal behavior, and then you have your very mild changes. Then there's that mild decline stage and moderate decline stage, and then that severe decline stage. Can you give us a little background on how people can recognize and what to do when they see these things happening?
Yes, thank you for that question. And we break it down. There are a variety of stages based on the health professional and how they need to address certain needs. And so for here, we're considering early stage, middle stage, and later stage. Early stage is where there is a change in the person's ability in thinking and the person's ability to do the day-to-day activities. There may also be a challenge in managing finances and paying bills, whether they pay them over and over, don't pay them at all, but there is a challenge in that area. There's also misplacing things more often and cannot retrace their tracks. Personality changes, maybe increasing anger and anxiety, repeating questions, repeating stories over and over, and they just do not know that they're doing that. Also, the challenge of attending family events, it's overwhelming. We are headed towards holiday time, and so withdrawing from family, social events, and things like that, and getting lost in familiar places. Someone lived in a neighborhood 20, 30 years, goes to the store and is unable to find their way back home, and that's a critical point. And if someone out there has wandered from the family or from their home, they can potentially do it again, so there are some important considerations to take in regarding that.
You know, you've taken those seven stages and condensed them into three that lets our listeners know what to look for. And, you know, the wandering, I tell a story. My dad also had Alzheimer's, and he was in that stage where he thought he was okay, but we all knew that he wasn't. And he kept telling me he could drive and he could do this and he could do that, even though I had taken away his keys. But his wife, who, and we're going to talk about this a little later on, had a little denial going on, and she was favoring him. You know, oh, he's okay. Oh, he can do this. He can do that. And she allowed him to take her to the airport, even though I had forbidden him to drive. And I found my dad a day later in Camarillo. And they lived very close to Century Boulevard, so it was like a straight shot to the airport and back. And somehow he ended up on Pacific Coast Highway, and the police found him at midnight in the parking lot where the mall, you know, that highway ends into a mall. And So I've been there, done that. It can happen. It was one of the most horrific days of my life because I'm riding around the streets, just going up and down the street looking for my dad and having, you know, not knowing where to look or how to look. But fortunately, I was in radio at the time, and I was able to tell Robert W. Morgan to put an alert out on the air, and they found my dad, as like I said, in Camarillo in a parking lot. So you do have to be conscious of those things. So when we see these symptoms, Brendan, when we see these symptoms, how do we find help for our loved ones? What do we do?
I think the first thing you will want to do is to talk to their doctor. If they're under an actual doctor's care, reaching out to the doctor, scheduling an appointment, which you can do. It doesn't have to be your loved one. You can call and schedule an appointment on behalf of your loved one and take them in. They might be resistant and just simply say, oh, the doctor called and said they wanted to see you, kind of for just a basic checkup. And then when they get in there, have that conversation with the nurse who's checking you in and make sure the nurse passed that information on to the doctor. Or if you feel comfortable enough when you're in there with them, tell the doctor, you know, I've been noticing some changes and just want to make sure that they're okay. And the doctor will take it from there.
And, Peter, is there any free help out there for people who may think that there's an issue in the family and they don't have access to the medical care necessary? Is there any place they can go and get this information for free?
Yes, thank you so much for this question. And just to add a little bit to what Brenda said, it's important to really do have the workup and not assume anything, and certainly not to diagnose this condition. It's not easily diagnosed, so you do need a professional. Rancho Los Amigos in Downey is one of the diagnostic centers. And if those who have insurance can certainly see their own physician and go from there. But Rancho Los Amigos is an amazing place for those who do not have insurance.
And getting those that doctor's appointment, I had a situation where it was actually my stepfather, one of my mother's husbands. He went to the doctor for what he thought was a regular checkup. And when he got there, they ran some tests on him. Because of the condition he was in, they actually reached out to me because I was on his list of people to call. And they asked me to come and pick him up. And when I got there, the doctor actually handed me a letter saying that he no longer could be responsible for his finances, health care, you know, and all the things that he had been doing up to that point. And I got that letter in hand, you know, to share with the rest of his family. So, and once that letter was in hand, thank God he did have his, what I'll say, business in order and a trust and all those things in place. But if he hadn't, and I got that letter, then there could have been a problem down lines. So it's very important when you get those checkups, but and when you start seeing these signs, that you make sure that your family member has, I'll phrase it, their business in order at that time, because once the diagnosis comes, then no changes can be made. Is there, Brenda, you want to comment a little bit on the importance of making sure that those things are taken care of?
Yes, and just real quick to add, I think something that a lot of times people miss is that they think the only people that can get dementia are older people. I actually had a dear friend of mine that was diagnosed when she was 50. And as a result, I was the one who observed her dealing with my aunt and saw the behavior and everything, and one day called her husband and told her husband, you need to get her to the doctor. And when he took her to the doctor, she had it. It progressed really fast. But you don't have to be a more seasoned adult to be diagnosed with dementia. And so people need to understand that it doesn't matter when you see the behavior or whatever, then you want to respond by at least having them checked out to make sure everything is okay. But in terms of making sure that your loved one is taken care of, when my mom, when I saw the signs, And she was in her 80s then, and it was like the very onset, and I was like, something's not right here. And I started thinking to myself, I was like, Mom might have dementia. I immediately reached out to my brother. We set up a living trust, and it was something we did together. We did it with my mom while she was in a state where she could make decisions. She could very well understand. She could give input and all of that, but she knew that this was going to take care of herself. And so that when the time came where she is now, it's not an issue of her well-being, directives, and all of that kind of information. In addition, I set up a living trust for myself because I don't know what the future holds. So it's important that we start thinking proactive instead of reactive when it comes to our care, our well-being, and our loved ones.
Yes. Petra, do you have something to add to that conversation?
I agree with Brenda. It's being proactive and planning now and not waiting. All of us will have to, we never know what can occur in our lives, and to be helpful in that way, because this could affect the entire family and bring about some challenges. So it's really, really important to plan in advance.
You know, it's as a minister, I get a lot of families who come to me with situations and circumstances that did not plan, that did not put things in place. And now that the loved one is at a stage where they can't do anything for themselves, there's a lot of confusion, you know, back and forth as to what, who should do what, who should get what, who should perform what duties. There's usually one person that steps up in the family that takes charge, and some of the other people kind of sit back and don't do much. But when that person finally, you know, becomes totally dependent on you, or God forbid, makes their transition, then, to be perfectly honest, all hell breaks loose because there was no plan. There was no trust, nothing there for the family to work through. And that person that was the primary caregiver usually makes the decision that I was the one taking care of Mom, and I'm going to make the decision on what happens with Mom and all of Mom's stuff. And you have just a huge mess on your hands. And so we really want to encourage people, don't think because you don't own a lot of property or your parents don't have a lot of assets that a trust isn't necessary. Because in the state of California, whatever your parents have, however little or however great it is, if there is no trust, that property is going to go into probate. The state's going to take a third off the top. And if you do take the time to put together a document, you need a trust here in California, then you will avoid major, major drama and avoid tearing your family apart unnecessarily.
And Reverend Smith, what I'd like to add is that people need to understand, a lot of times people tend to associate Alzheimer's as the only type of dementia. Alzheimer is a form, a type of dementia, but there are many more types of dementia that exist that people might not be aware of and can be impacting them also. You know, I know there's vascular, there's Lewy body disease, there's alcohol-related dementia. There are various types, and that's why it's so critical that you reach out to your doctor and get the proper diagnosis in terms of the type of dementia so that your doctor can create a plan that is going to help you live your life to the fullest or your loved one's life to the fullest.
You know, you mentioned vascular. I have a book that I got back when my mom first got diagnosed, and it's called Stop Alzheimer's Now. And I recommend that anyone who's dealing with Alzheimer's or dementia in their family get this book by Dr. Bruce Fife, because he kind of lays it all out, and he talks about the various types of dementia. I didn't realize that Parkinson's disease was in that category. So it's important that we educate ourselves and look for resources that can bring us up to speed on what can be going on with our loved ones. And we're going to talk about this and other topics associated with dementia and Alzheimer's when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald, Life Coach. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
More KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Doug Davis, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Brooklyn Nets owner Joe Tsai met with Kyrie Irving and his family yesterday, saying that they spent quality time to understand each other and stressed it's clear Kyrie doesn't have any beliefs of hate towards Jewish people or any other group. Irving was suspended for a minimum of 5 games by the Nets for what he posted. A new report from New Jersey State Comptroller is revealing disturbing allegations of racial profiling against state police. The report found that some staff members at the training academy skipped courses that were federally mandated after a racial profiling scandal. New Jersey State Police were placed under federal oversight from 1999 to 2009. On this day in history in 2009, Forbes magazine reported that Michael Jackson had earned about $72 million since his death in June. And that's the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Wendy's Biggie Bag is still just $5. Get a double stack junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy chicken BLT plus 4-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink. Grab your bag at Wendy's today. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken BLT with 4-piece nugs, small drink, and fries. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Follow the leader. KBLA Talk 1580. Follow the leader.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KBLA 1580.
Follow the leader.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
The station leading the way with exclusive interviews.
Follow the leader.
Stimulating conversation. And intellectual discourse that empowers, enlightens, and informs.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader at KBLA 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Keep following the leader.
Follow 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 the leader.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you that when we fight, we win. Community Coalition trains activists and organizers in order to support power building with Black, Brown, Indigenous, and people of color. Community Coalition works to help transform the social and economic conditions in South LA that foster addiction, crime, violence, and poverty by building a community institution that involves thousands in creating, influencing, and changing public policy. Founded by Karen Bass in 1990, Community Coalition was born as an African-American and Latino organization with the goal of turning hopelessness and despair into action. The activism of the Community Coalition's members and community residents has almost solely stimulated economic recovery in South LA for decades, generating billions of dollars by redirecting them to South LA schools and foster care. In addition, Community Coalition offers amazing mind, body, soul resources, advocacy, and policy work, and has a robust and active membership body. To become a member, get a referral, or get support for your nonprofit, visit cocosouthla.org. That's cocosouthla.org, or call 323-750-9087. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
So you tested positive for COVID. What's next? Treat yourself. There are free COVID treatments available. Taken by pill, these medications can stop the illness from getting serious. So treat yourself. Call a healthcare provider or the statewide COVID hotline at 833-422-4255 to find free treatment today. Again, that's 833-422-4255. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
Health is Wealth and Medicare and Covered California's open enrollment for medical insurance is here. RHJ Insurance Agency can help you find affordable rates and the plan that's just right for you and your family. Call 562-204-6120 for your free quote. Don't leave your health to chance. Open enrollment is here and affordable coverage is just a phone call away. Call 562-204-6120 for your free quote and get the coverage you need. Go to www.rhjins.com.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580 joins you in standing for human rights. The Los Angeles Civil, Human Rights and Equity Department, or LA Civil Rights for short, is focused on reducing bias and injustices while leveling the playing field. LA Civil Rights does this through equity and empowerment. The Office of Racial Equity, Hate Prevention, Upward Mobility Programming, and Youth Programming. They convene commissions and advisory councils. The Civil, Human Rights, and Equity Department of the City of Los Angeles is led by founding executive director Capri Maddox and is breaking new ground for municipal governance. LA Civil Rights oversees citywide initiatives, including the Renew Program, LA Repair Program, and the LA for All campaign. The LA Civil Rights Department believes that the goals of equity and inclusion for all people can be achieved through hard work and collective action. To get involved and be part of the solution, report a civil rights violation, or get more information, visit civilandhumanrights.lacity.org. That's civilandhumanrights.lacity.org, or call 213-978-1845. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Loving me, and I know I get bad, but you wait patiently.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning about dementia care includes you. We're talking with Petra Niles, Senior Manager of African American Services and Education and Dementia Care Networks at Alzheimer's Los Angeles. And we also are joining us is Brenda Anderson, who is a dementia care advocate and who is in the trenches right now taking care of her 93-year-old mom. And if anyone listening is dealing with a dementia care situation or have a question or see a little strange activity going on with their loved one and would like to call in and ask a question, that number is 800-920-1580. 800-920-1580. You have two young ladies who are experts in this field, experience-wise and education-wise. So please call in at 800-920-1580 if you have a question concerning Alzheimer's or dementia care for your loved one. Before we came forward with news and traffic, I had mentioned a book that I highly recommend to people who may be dealing with this situation in their family, Stop Alzheimer's Now by Dr. Bruce Fife, ND. And we're going to get more into that and some of the things that, he recommends and things to look for, how to eat and different things. But before we do so, I just want to take a moment to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. The Los Angeles Urban League is celebrating over 100 years of educating and empowering African Americans and other minorities to secure economic self-reliance and civil rights by providing targeted social programs, advocating for issues that benefit our community. The Los Angeles Urban League helps thousands of Angelenos annually through its programs focusing on education, entrepreneurship, job training, and placement. So you can follow them on Facebook and Twitter at LA Urban League or visit them at laul.org. Petra, before we went forward, we were talking about what to expect and what to do. And I know you work for an organization that has a wealth of information about dementia and Alzheimer's. So how can I and others who want those resources and need those resources, how do they find out about dementia and Alzheimer's?
That is a really great question, because even before diagnosis, sometimes families are wondering, where do I go? Who do I call? What do I do? And Alzheimer's Los Angeles is available to provide care and support for families. And we have information regarding the warning signs, what to look out for. And even if there's a question regarding where do I get the proper diagnosis, the proper workup, that they can call our number to ask that question. And actually, any question at all, there's no question that's silly, that they can call us at 844-435-7259, or our website is alzheimersla.org. There are a number of materials that we have regarding caregiving. If you are in the throes of caregiving and you have issues around anxiety, bathing, how to properly communicate, driving, if that's an issue, getting lost, as I said, and keeping the home safe, medications, paranoia, repeating, sleeping, sundowning, toileting. There are so many bits of information that we can share with families. And as you mentioned, this is a family disease affecting everyone in the family and giving support for many years. This could last many years. Some, it's an individual case. However, they are individuals who have been caregiving for their loved ones over 10 years, and that's a long time. So it's important to build a support system and to make sure that they continue the journey well.
You know, you mentioned the key here, that when someone in our family is suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, or any other form of dementia, it impacts everyone. Brenda, share a little bit about some experience in how do we deal with our siblings and other people in our family who are, some of them may be in denial that the situation is as dire as it is. You know, give us some insight as to your experience and how you recommend that people deal with those types of differences that go on in the family, where you have one person who thinks it's serious and another person who wants to ignore it. And in the case where it is serious, you have very few who want to pitch in and help.
It's a challenge. The first thing is that while one sibling might be understanding the magnitude of what is taking place, you might find some of the others or the other one actually in denial. No, that's not my mom or my dad or whomever, and you're just saying that because you want their money, you want this and that. And so it gets to be a challenge in just having that kind of conversation. And what I ended up doing was my brother is very close to my mom. He is her firstborn, and so he just did not want to initially accept the fact that something was going on with mom. And he would tell me all the time, mom's okay, there's nothing wrong with mom. And he had a aha moment with her where he was trying to have a conversation with her, and she just went totally left on it, and he didn't know what to do. And then he called me and said, something's wrong with mom. You need to get mom to the doctor. And I was like, I don't need to. I've had mom under the doctor all this time. I've been trying to get you to understand that this is not going to go away. Dementia does not go away. There is no cure for it. It is going to get worse. And so, therefore, we have to prepare ourselves. And it was at that moment when he saw for himself firsthand what she was dealing with, the challenges and stuff, is when he really got on board and decided I needed to step up and help. The thing that can be a challenge, especially for men, is that if it is a female in their lives, they're not sure what to do, you know, because they are men. And so we have support groups for men that are caregivers that they are experiencing stuff that I would never know or be able to experience because they are a man, mm-hmm. and vice versa and stuff. But it's just hunkering down and just constantly having the conversation, yeah. even if they don't want to hear it. Tell them, say, okay, these are the things that are happening so that they can start seeing those symptoms and those characteristics for themselves when they're around the loved ones. Then they'll start thinking, you know what? She or he is right. She is doing this. He is doing that. And I didn't realize it, but now I see it because it's in front of me. And you just have to keep hanging in there. Some people will never come to terms with it, and that's okay. The bottom line is your responsibility is making sure your loved one has the best possible care.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Petra, you want to comment
yes.
what Brenda had to say?
Thank you, Brenda, for sharing that, because that's very, very real. We do have family members that are in denial, and so it's important once there is the workup and the diagnosis that there's education about what you're dealing with. And Alzheimer's Los Angeles does offer the Savvy Caregiver course. It's a free course. It's virtual right now. However, that means family members, wherever they are in any other state or any other county or city, can join in and become educated about how the disease impacts the person's life and all of the challenges that come with it, so that they could have a better understanding, and so that when the main person is sharing information, that they have a better sense of what's going on, and they know that maybe they can't personally be there. However, there are other opportunities to provide support for the family member who's there. So becoming educated about the disease is really important.
Yeah, and Brenda mentioned that there is no cure, but there are some things that we can do to slow the process, or to even better prepare ourselves not to get Alzheimer's or dementia. And as with all diseases that impact the African-American community, it starts with diet. In the book I referred to earlier, Stop Alzheimer's Now, he points out that one of the things that aids in the progression of Alzheimer's is high sugar consumption. And he mentions things that sometimes we forget, like a 32-ounce soda has 30 teaspoons of sugar in it, you know, and certain methods that we use historically to cook our food, frying and baking and even broiling can enhance the opportunity for Alzheimer's and some of the refined carbs that we eat, too much bread, white flour, pastries, cereals, white rice, even something that we all eat a lot of, pizza. And we know that there's been some research about aluminum contributing. So there's a lot of things that there's no cure. But if you seek the information that the Alzheimer's Association has and the books that are out there, you can find out ways of helping prevent or slow the process of Alzheimer's once you get it. So we're going to continue our conversation about dementia care that impacts you when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
It's the holiday season. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News. Some things to look forward to this holiday season. Whitney fans, Whitney Houston's estate to release fragrance in her honor, reportedly marking one of the first official endorsement deals for the late singer. Available through the Home Shopping Network, Scent Beauty, and even Walmart by mid-November. And fans are also thrilled to see the Best Man franchise back on screen, this time as a limited series debuting in December on Peacock. I just love the holidays. What are you most excited about this season? Tweet us to let us know at KBLA 1580, hashtag KBlackMinuteHoliday.
The California Crusader newspaper would like to thank all of our subscribers for their support throughout the years, proudly serving the South Los Angeles and South Bay areas for more than 40 years. The California Crusader is a multicultural, black-owned, adjudicated newspaper that focuses on providing newsworthy information to the people in our community. We're constantly looking for ways to assist businesses in our community to connect with our subscribers. We provide low-cost, effective ways to promote your business with our reasonable and affordable advertising rates. You can participate by suggesting, sharing, and submitting your stories on the California Crusader newspaper Community Share Facebook group page, or visit our website at cal-cruise-news.com. That's calcruisenews.com. Then click on the Submit Now button located on the top right corner of the homepage, or text CCN to 42828. Again, text CCN to 42828. The California Crusader newspaper, working together to build a better community for our future. Subscribe today.
King C. Gillette is the modern man's answer to their facial hair. Complete your beard and grooming toolkit with a set of King C. Gillette personal care products perfect for your beard style. Their beard and face wash gently cleanses to leave your skin and hair feeling soft and smooth. It's also infused with coconut water, argan oil, and avocado oil, topped off with the King C. Gillette signature scent. Master your style with King C. Gillette.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Less BS per broadcast. Fewer microaggressions per megawatt. KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and we're having a conversation this morning about dementia care includes you with gerontologist Petra Niles, who works for at the Los Angeles Alzheimer's Association. And joining us also is Brenda Anderson, who is a dementia and Alzheimer's advocate in the process of caring for her mom as we speak. We have a caller on line one, I believe Jerry, on line one that has a question for Petra and Brenda. Jerry, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
I'm in the air.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah. Where may I submit my medical reports and my medical questions for research?
Petra, is there? I don't have an answer for that question, Petra. Is there some way you can help Jerry?
Yes, I can suggest that Jerry calls our organization, Alzheimer's Los Angeles, and there are a variety of options. And so speaking to our helpline assistant would be great. It's 844-435-7259, and we appreciate his interest in research, because that's something so very important for a disease that was diagnosed in 1906. Here we are in 2022, and there still is no cure. And the need for African Americans to be engaged in research is really, really important still.
So are there any current clinical trials that exist that you're aware of, Petra, that people can
I
get
don't
involved
have
in?
A list of them. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are. UCLA has clinical trials, USC as well. And so when they call, they will get that information.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry, for that question. Before we went forward, I had mentioned some of the things that we could do, or some of the diet changes we could make to resist or keep that Alzheimer's from progressing within us. And I mentioned some things not to do, and people are probably asking, well, what can I do? What are the good things I can do? And as it pertains to diet, again, in the book Stop Alzheimer's Now, he says that, you know, we should focus on what they call good carbs, which are things like red beans, blueberries, blackberries, prunes, strawberries, a lot of apples, things that all that we can eat and ingest. And the one thing I do want to mention that a friend of mine informed me of many years ago when my mom first was diagnosed, and she had read an article about coconut oil. And that's mentioned in the book as well. And when I say coconut oil, I don't mean any coconut oil. I mean organic, cold-pressed, unrefined coconut oil. And in the book, it says that if we take five tablespoons of coconut oil, we consume five tablespoons of this coconut oil every day, it can work on our behalf as far as preventing and slowing the progression of Alzheimer's. And once she told me that, I started giving it to my mom. And again, she was with us for 12 years, and she got her coconut oil every day. And I even put it in my shake every morning because I, having seen it myself, I want to do everything I can to slow the roll within my own body. Is there anything that you're aware of, Petra or Brenda, that people can do as far as habit changes, self-care changes to help stave off this disease?
Yes, I'll start. And there are several things you can do to reduce your risk. And that's exercise. It's a proven fact, as you mentioned. The way you eat, all the berries are benefit our brains. This is a disease of the brain, so it's really important to take care of our brains. And for all of us who have heard information in the past, and as recent as many have, that it's important to take care of our hearts. The brain and the heart are both vascular organs, and when you're taking care of the heart, you're taking care of the brain, and vice versa. So exercise, eating healthy meals, staying socially connected, keeping your brain active, so learning new things, managing other diseases such as blood sugar, diabetes, hypertension, and any other illnesses that may be occurring, making sure that you speak to your physician, you know what your numbers are for those particular areas, and then sleeping well to allow your brain to replenish itself for our daily work and doing things. So these are some areas that we could create healthy habits about so that we incorporate a healthy lifestyle. Here we are headed towards holiday time, Thanksgiving. So what will the changes be on our tables, on our plates? It's a challenge, but we could do it.
if you like me, I try to do the right thing all year long. So when Thanksgiving gets here, I don't feel bad about letting my guard down and taking advantage of everything I possibly can on that day. And I'm not advocating that at all. I want everybody to, if they're on a diet and the doctor is giving them a diet, stick with it, even on Thanksgiving and during the holidays. But I have to admit, I do slip myself. And one of the things is eating right and exercising are all great. But, you know, that self-care aspect, if you're a caregiver, you want to make sure that you cut out some time for you and do some things that allow you to unwind and give you an opportunity to enjoy yourself because there is a lot of stress that you don't recognize that you're under. So we're going to conclude our conversation with some information about some events coming up when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KVLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Man, I slept.
New ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep is made for people who are tired of being tired.
I've never slept like this before. I've never woken up like this before.
A melatonin-free sleep aid made with a botanical blend that contains clinically studied and effective valerian root, hops, and passionflower, shown to help promote better restorative sleep. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep. Sleep this good. Feel this good. Available at retailers near you.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're concluding our conversation with gerontologist Petra Niles and Brenda Anderson, who is a dementia advocate. We have less than a minute left. So, Petra, repeat those numbers again where people can get in touch with the Alzheimer's of Los Angeles.
Go ahead. 844-435-7259, Alzheimer's Los Angeles.
One more time.
844-435-7259, Alzheimer's Los Angeles.
All right. And also want to remind our audience that to join ACTS for their open house Saturday, November 19th, 1:30 to 3:30 at 3764 West 54th Street here in Los Angeles. The number to call there is 323-296-2975. Thank you for joining us this morning. Black Lives Matter is next.